Hi, everybody. Steve Savitsky. Welcome back to Savitsky Talks. And today we have Moshe Cohen, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about a new idea, actually not so new. It's called the ZivikZone.com. How are you? How's everything?
I'm doing great.
Well, that's great to hear that. So I saw this big article in the paper, high-tech matchmaking gets rabbinic approval, and that this is something you've been working on for a long time. So tell me a little bit, first of all, about your background. I mean, how did you get involved in this?
Well, you know, I've been a psychotherapist. I'm a clinical social worker for about 15 years, and I've worked a lot with married couples. And what I discovered was that in my work with married couples was that the more they had in common in terms of their interests, their temperament, the easier it was to navigate the inevitable challenges of being a married couple, being parents. It gave them more of a sense of similarity, more of a sense of being of a common mind. It just made life a lot easier. And so I noticed that when couples had trouble in their interactions with each other, it oftentimes revolved around a fundamental difference in a very basic aspect of their way of looking at things. That was really kind of very firmly grounded in their essential natures. And over time, I became interested in the subject in terms of reading about it and looking into the actual research was done by academic psychologists in this area. And what I found was that it reflected my intuition was that they found that the more personality traits that a couple shared with each other, they actually found that they were happier in marriage, and they took it one step further, and they actually analyzed what particular personality traits seemed to go better with other personality traits within marriage, and which types of personality traits tended not to go well in marriage. And so I used that basic concept to start to look at my friends that were still single. I was married at that time, and try to see if I could help them get married. And I was actually zocha to actually make a shidduch with my best friend. My wife and I knew of a young woman in the community, and we actually were able to just based on our sense for him and what he was like and what we knew about her and her looking through this lens of what I was talking about what we viewed their essential natures being, and that brought me to the next level in terms of wanting to actually, for years, I've been wanting to actually do this project of creating a personality compatibility matching system, a website that would help from singles, help Orthodox singles get married. I saw so many singles in my community who are still, I live in Passaic, there are just so many singles out there here in Passaic and just all over the place, really, all over the New York area. You know, I've just interacted with so many singles over time, and I finally made a conscious decision to create a website that would do exactly this, would match singles according to key fundamental personality traits that they possessed.
So let me ask you this thing. So I mean, everyone talks about the shidduch crisis and, you know, the imbalance between the male and female, how it's so much easier for men to get married today than it is for women because of the difference in the age, and everyone's talking about that, you know, trying to get people married a little bit younger. So how does this really solve? I mean, I think yours is a great idea, and it's wonderful and needed to create happier marriages, but is it really going to really address the fundamental issue of how do we get more people together and try to alleviate this issue that we have today?
Well, I think there's been more of an openness the last few years. There's been a real effort to try to encourage young men who the typical scenario is that a young man goes on dates with women, with young women who are tend to be a year or 2 years younger than he is, and what's resulted in that, you know, I'm not a mathematician, but I think that there's what happens is over time when that pattern, you know, is in place, is that the young ladies who are not initially taken up in marriages, they get left by the wayside. And so what you're left with is an increasing number of women in their mid-20s who because of this age differential, they unfortunately are having a difficult time getting married. And so what's happened the last few years is there's been real effort to encourage young men to marry, to be interested, to for them and their families to be open to dating girls, you know, their age and even older, and even a year or two older. And what's happened is that there's been, from what I've read about and heard about, a significant number of marriages that have taken place between men and women in their early to mid 20s who are the exact same age, and that has been, you know, a very helpful development. What this website is trying to do is to really give singles the opportunity to really expand their ability to access a large number of singles without having to wait for, you know, whether it be a shadchan, whether it be family members, whether it be friends, to come forward to them with ideas, because that in essence is a limited kind of arrangement. This particular website expands that opportunity, but it does so in such a way that it really doesn't leave the single in a position where they don't know how to navigate that process, to give them an opportunity to narrow down the process to only a select number of singles to consider, so it doesn't become a problem of overwhelming choice, which we all know that you're presented with too many choices, it becomes overwhelming and you don't know where to turn.
Okay, so let me try to understand the process a little bit. So I go to it's called zivikzone.com, right?
That's right.
Zivikzone.com. Okay, good. So I go to zivikzone.com. There's a questionnaire that I fill out, which is a quite detailed 20 to 30 minutes to do.
Then
I could either have this go directly, I guess, online, and then other people who are compatible can contact me, or I can contact them, or
I'll give you a synopsis of how the process works.
Okay, great.
So when the single registers, there's a registration form, and the registration form asks them for their age, for their occupation, for their hashkafa. They can choose amongst a variety of different hashkafas that they feel, you know, represents them. Their marital status, whether they previously married, whether they have children, whether if they're a kohen, if a man is a kohen, whether they're a convert, because we want to make sure that if a person is a kohen, if a man is a kohen, he will not receive matches who are either divorcees or converts, and the age preference that the single, what age preference does a single want in terms of the profiles sent back to him or her, so that they will only receive the age preferences of single, the age range of singles that they themselves want. So after filling out this registration page, they take this 20 to 30 minute questionnaire, and then as soon as they're finished, they are presented with the singles that are not only age compatible, compatible, and of course personality compatible, but also hashkafically compatible. So we're presenting singles that are within the general hashkafic parameters that the person had indicated at registration. There are two different membership pools which the person opts into at registration. One is an in-house email system. So what that involves is that if a person is viewing a profile in their matches pool and they're interested in that particular profile, they can send a message through an email through a functionality that's similar to Gmail or Yahoo or AOL. They have each single is assigned their own email account within the system, so it's a very confidential process. They send the emails to the other single that they read the profile in their matches pool. They like that profile. They send that single a message, and the other single gets a notification to their private email saying, you know, hey, look, you got an email in Civic Zone. Log back into the system. Go to your email inbox on Civic Zone. Read the email, and as they're reading the email, right next to the email is the profile information of the person who sent them the email. And in that profile information is all the things I mentioned: the person's age, the person's hashkafa, the person's occupation, the person's whether or not they were married before, or if they have children, and the self description, which I didn't mention before. A person can write anywhere from a few sentences to 10 paragraphs about themselves. And they can actually decide if they want to respond to that email and send an email back. So that's the email system. Then the other pool, the other membership pool, is a shadchan-only pool. And the way that the shadchan-only pool works is that a person appoints a shadchan when they register, their own shadchan. We do not provide shadchanim, but a person will provide their own shadchan at registration. And if they're in the shadchan-only pool, what happens is that singles view other profiles that are personality compatible within their matches pool. And on a particular profile, there's a button that says Show Shadchan's Information. So if I was a single and I was viewing another person's profile, I would be able to click a button on their profile that says Show me that person's Shadchan's contact information. I'd click that button and up would come a screen with that person's Shadchan's name and Shadchan's contact information so that either I or my own Shadchan can contact that other individual.
So the Shadchan sometimes could be someone who you deem as someone to be your shadchan. You could take your friend and say you're going to be my shadchan.
It could be a friend. It could be a parent. It could be or a shadchan. And so that's the way the shadchan pool works.
So that if you have a friend, you could say you could become my filter. You'll get all the requests and then. You'll be the go between.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And what's so exciting? It's very interesting. About 90% of the singles have opted for the email pool, and that it's irrespective of hashkafa. It's just I would have expected more of a differential between the two pools, but the email pool is so hugely popular. We've had over 20,000 emails being sent during the few months that we've been in operation, and what's also very nice is that the gender proportionality in the email system is almost equal. And the women really appreciate that. In the shadchan only pool, it's more there are many more women than men, but in the email pool, it's really pretty much the balance between the men and the women, and it's very confidential because on the person's profile it's only a first name and the city where they live. So there's no we really protect people's confidentiality in that way.
Okay.
So that when a person sends an email, it's all contained within the email system. And what we encourage people to do is after just one or two conversations, if it's found to be that the person's thinking that both sides think it's going along, there's some rapport being developed, that we highly encourage people at that point to ask the other side for references, to get the name of the person's Rav, to get other references at before the process proceeds along to a possible potential date. And people have been doing that, and it's been really highly, the feedback I've gotten, the emails that I've gotten about people that absolutely love the system and love what's going on, is just incredible. I've gotten so many emails about people so excited. And we've made shidduchim, actually, too.
Okay,
which is really great.
And I see that this thing is free. Is that true?
Yeah, it's free. It's free. Okay. That's right. Yeah, I've raised money from people to actually put this together, and it's really great. And we've actually just started to reach more of a critical mass. We launched the website in July, but between July and through the Yom Tovim, we didn't really actually. It was a build-up phase. The word really started to spread, and we really started to build momentum in October, and now we have over 3,000 members, and we just had two shidduchim in the last 2 weeks.
Right.
Look,
I like your point that you're saying, which I think is important. You're saying that when people do the personality profile, and they find out that there are a certain amount of people who are compatible. It's not going to make that much of a difference if someone is, 22 or 24. If it sounds like somebody who could be right, you're interested in meeting that person,
right?
Which is great. Instead of having the stereotypes of instead of saying, well, this is what I want. I want someone this age, and here it's more. Look, why don't you just fill out the survey, and maybe you'll find there's some people out there who you really are compatible with, who you could probably have a wonderful life with, and those are the people you should be dating, not so much somebody because someone is 19 or 20, but because they're compatible. Yes,
exactly.
Beautiful. I love it. I think it's great.
I've actually seen when people fill out their preferences, I'm seeing much more of that of young men and middle-aged men. They're setting their preference range up to their own up to how old they are, and similarly with women are willing to date men who are of their age. And I'm seeing, this whole process, like you're saying, is opening up people's their willingness to be able to entertain and be willing to possibly date people that they otherwise wouldn't, because they're reading all these profiles and really seeing so many different people that they otherwise may not have.
Right. No, it's great. It's wonderful. So listen, I'm glad that I had you on the program. And so everybody should go to zivikzone.com. Take a good look at it. I just went online, as a matter of fact. It's really, really a nice website. And I think it's another approach. And we certainly need all the approaches we can get. And I applaud you for really putting your passion into this. And you could just tell just by speaking to you just for a few moments that this is something you believe in. So Yasher Koach for doing something really great for the Jewish community.
We have signals from every conceivable Orthodox community in the United States, from Los Angeles to Chicago to New York, and in Israel, and in England, and in Canada. So we're all over the world. And so if anyone's listening to this program, and they're not in New York, don't fret. We have a lot of signals out there from all over the place.
Terrific, wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and congratulations on this. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye bye.
Take care.